Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Indeed. Bah!
Scrooge took his melancholy dinner in his usual melancholy tavern and walked home through the rolling fog and bitter cold. He silently passed the urchins crowded around the fires in the street, trying to keep warm. The icy Scrooge trudged along through the dark streets, but just as he reached the door of his dismal house, he thought he heard something calling.
Ebenezer Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
It was the voice of his long-dead partner, Jacob Marley, whose ghostly face appeared on the door knocker. Scrooge hurried inside, closed the door, and locked himself in. He double-locked himself in. He checked the sitting room, bedroom, lumber room, all as they should be. Nobody under the table, nobody under the sofa, nobody under the bed, nobody in the closet. Secured against surprise, Scrooge put on his dressing gown and nightcap and sat down before the fire to take his gruel. When, suddenly,
What? What is it? Every bell in the house must be ringing. What in the world? Nonsense. Humbug. It's all humbug. I had... What's that? Someone's in the cellar. But the doors are locked. Double locked. Something is coming. Up the stairs. Closer. It's outside my door. It's humbug. I won't believe it. Humbug, I say.